The other things pointed to that relationship that God intended all along. But think about Exodus 33:11. It shows us that the Lord would speak to Moses face to face as one who speaks to a friend. But over time people had forgotten that. They had forgotten that God had drawn near to them. God had wanted to show them who he was and how they could come close to him. So, you know, this is the reason why we want to obey God. It's not so that he will bless us or so that we will avoid his wrath, but because he wants us to know him. Because he wants us to be blessed in that way. To come closer to him. And even though that can be a scary thing, the ultimate goal is to bring us into love. And that's why Jesus prayed, and here's John 17, also from our reading this week, verses 25 and 26. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make them known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and I myself may be in them. And what he's talking about here is the Holy Spirit, who shows us more of God, shows us more of the relationship he longs for us to have. So, on this first Sunday after Easter, it is so vital for us to remember that in Jesus, God came closer still. God poured himself out, showing us this ultimate love through the cross, through the resurrection. God gets personal with us in a way that he never has before in human history. And that's what he desires for you and for me, that we would become personal with him, loving him from the heart, turning to him with tenderness, with respect, giving ourselves to him, using him not as a means to an end, but treating him as the ultimate end in itself. And recognizing that all of the dynamics that you and I encounter in a personal relationship with each other, well, we get that from somewhere. We're made in the image of God. And God interacts with us with more tenderness and more sensitivity of spirit than we could possibly imagine. But what he wants is for us to just love him back, to live his way, not ours, because our way is bent on destruction again and again and again. I'll leave you with a little analogy to close. This past week, I spent some time on our front porch with my 3-year-old granddaughter, Leilani. And I had other stuff to do, but none of that mattered. Not by comparison. You know, we just sat out there as the sun was setting. We shared an orange together. Then we shared 2 oranges together. And we looked at the deer in the yard. And she showed me her little dance. And just for the joy of it, I got to cuddle her on the rocker, if only for a moment. But the moment mattered. And our Heavenly Father longs for that from us. Just moments. Moments of being real, honest to God. Seeking his heart. It's again why Jesus came, why Jesus rose, why Jesus gave us his spirit so that we could know him purposefully, talk to him, love him back. It's not just about reading our Bibles or praying. Yes, of course. But again, the end in itself is Abba, Father, just to be with him. The Westminster Confession asks this question: what is the chief end of humanity? And the answer is to enjoy God, right? To glorify God and to enjoy him forever. That concept of the enjoyment of God, we can't lose it. It's what we're made for. On the front of the bulletin, there's this picture of David dancing before the Lord. And I chose the picture because his legs look kind of awkward in it. It's like, what kind of a, you know, what kind of a dance is that? I don't know. Michal looked at him and kind of felt the same way. It's like, you know, she criticized him for it. David may look a little foolish, but God didn't think so. And maybe you and I, sometimes people won't get it. We may look a little foolish as we're going after God, but Abba Father will get it. He'll love it, just like I loved Leilani's little dance. And that's the thing, we can dance. Not just literally, but in our souls. Because of the joy of who he is and what he came for, we can draw near because Jesus has made the way and he holds out his hands to us with love. The only question is, will you let go of the world a little more and take him by the hand and dance? May we pray. Jesus, help us. Help us to take steps forward to you. Thank you that you came for us entirely out of love. Oh, Abba Father, help us to live more and more into your love and love you back for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we thank you. I used to think that that hymn was something that was, when I was a kid, sung by the blue hair ladies in church with dancing poodles, kind of, you know, this didn't really have any root in reality, until I realized that the man who wrote that hymn actually, the night before he was to be married, he and his fiancée were crossing a river on horseback. Her horse stumbled. She fell into the river. She drowned. He later emigrated to Port Hope, Canada. He was to be married again. His fiancée, before they were to be married, again died, this time of illness. Then later, he learns that his mother is very ill. So he writes this to her as a poem, just to encourage her. But this was a guy who lived for Jesus. I mean, he lived for Jesus. And in spite of all of the heartache, you know, the original title of this, the title of the poem, is Pray Without Ceasing. That's, you know, how it started. So think about that as you think about the things we've talked about today and your own situation in life and the griefs and challenges that you face. There is help. There is a friend. There is love that can meet you in those places. And oh, you don't want to be anywhere else. Father, thank you for this perfect love that claims our very souls. Bless us, Jesus, to walk with you as friends, because you came to us first as a friend. Fill us with your Spirit and help us to share your love humbly, faithfully with others this week. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, all God's people say, Amen. Go in peace. God bless you.